Welcome back to Focus. We're here live at the Detroit Golf Club for the second round of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's great to have you with us. Dine in or carry out the best Wiggly's corned beef sandwiches around at Frank's Deli and Grill, 3405 Russell Street in Detroit's Eastern Market. Open every day from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. While you're there, be sure to say hi to Victor, the owner. He loves his customers as much as the corned beef and as much as we love the corned beef. Coming up next, Greg Russell. There's a lot of new movies out. Some are getting some big talk. There's those that stream. There's those that are in the theaters. Greg, what do we got for today?
Hey, hope you're doing well, Mark.
In
the theater, you got it. In regards to the theater, we've got the new Kevin Costner movie called Horizon. If you like Westerns, then you'll probably really like this. It takes place during the time of the Civil War. There's a group of people who are trying to move west and, you know, just about all the things that they encounter. People want to know, well, why is this movie 3 hours long? Well, what it is it deals with the entire group, but then it also breaks down to individual stories about what's going on in their families and what they're all doing, you know, just to try to move on to this new way of life. And I do think we have a clip. Well, if we don't, like I said, it's just all about these people who are just trying to make their way, you know, to a brave move. When I got to talk to Kevin Costner about the movie, the one thing he said that he really wanted to make sure to get in there was the strength of women in regards to building this country, because there are a lot of strong female models in this. And also the people of all different backgrounds. You know, it wasn't just all one group, but it was several people who were out there trying to expand and, you know, build on to the West. Now, like I said, this is part one. Part two will be coming out a little bit later this summer.
And there is, I are standing guard in one of the last great open spaces.
That looks like a promising place.
The place I might be able to see myself. You just have to stand at the river, and you can see what the men and the women up there see. That's what drove us across the ocean to this country in the first place. Hope.
The men who hunt this land, they're not going to share it with you. But you build. They will burn down.
We just got to keep going.
And there we go. Like we said, you know, very intriguing story. So, if you really like Westerns, this one definitely is for you.
How many Wiggly sandwiches are we looking at with this one?
For this one, we'll definitely give it a nice 3 Wiggly. Because it's very dramatic, very moving. But then again, you know, if you're not a Western person, it might not be necessarily your thing. But if you're into the Westerns and Kevin Costner, then this one you will enjoy.
A lot of us are here in Detroit are very excited about what's coming out on Netflix soon, the Beverly Hills Cop series, I guess you could say, kind of continues on, and we're all looking forward to that one.
That's for sure. Beverly Hills Cop, Axel F., like you said, Eddie Murphy, and all the group are all back together again. What happened today is back here in Detroit, a situation winds up in Beverly Hills with his daughter, who is an attorney. Some big problem goes on. So he decides to go out there and see what he can do to help things out. Definitely runs back into Taggart and Rosewood and all the entire gang. And as usual, it's a lot of fun and a lot of action going on. And right now, here, we'll check out the clip on that.
Detective Foley, you ever read your own file? Shootouts, starting the piece, a lot.
Please tell me you didn't get arrested again.
Twice, but I broke out.
We put our lives on the line. Every day.
And for what?
Comes with the job if you're doing it right.
So how many people have you pissed off so far?
I haven't pissed off anybody.
Yeah, 50-50.
50-50. Is it that high?
So far.
Yeah. Wow.
And how many Wigglies are we able to give that one? Have you seen that one already?
I have. I can't rate it because we have to hold the rating until next week. But I do have to say this much, Mark. You heard all the bleeps in there. I needed that person to help me with my interview. I interviewed Eddie for the movie. And it was almost like two old friends sitting together, like in their basement. It's kind of like, okay, I'm going to have to cut here. I'm going to have to cut here. But it was a good interview. And then also, Jerry Bruckheimer is back as the producer. And as a lot of you know, he grew up here in Detroit. And I surprised him with a picture of the Mercury Theater, which was on the West Side, and that was in the neighborhood he grew up in, and that's where he got his start into loving movies. So that was really a nice thing. But yeah, like you said, it comes out next Wednesday. Reviews are held back until next Tuesday, but I think Detroiters will enjoy it.
I was able to see a clip during the fireworks. WDIV had a clip as part of their broadcast, and that clip I actually saw live from the 26th floor of my apartment at the Stock, overlooking the corner, and I filmed it. They did it like 8 times. Now the action on the clip looked much more intense than this little slow plow coming around and taking out the crew. I think they took out like 5 different police cars to film for one, but it was so fun to be there while that was being filmed down in the streets with Eddie Murphy and the group.
That is so great. And the ironic part about that scene you're talking about is a good friend of mine is Grace Karros from American Coney Island. And when I saw the movie, I called her up. I knew it was late in Detroit, but I told her, I said, guess what? You're in the movie twice. 2 great shots of American Coney Island. So, she was pretty happy. And so I got some Coneys and took one on the air today. So great.
And that corner is another, it's a famous corner. It was in Red Dawn as well. That was like the background for one of the big scenes in Red Dawn.
Hey.
Did you know that?
We need to. That part I did not know. So I forgot when they just,
And just down the street from the bar where they had the cathedral for 8 Mile. It's like that area is like movie central.
You're like Cliff Clavin.
Yep. I know my movies.
You have knowledge on so much different things that I would never think you'd have knowledge on. It's remarkable.
Beverly Hills Cop, 1984. 2 was in 87. 3 was in 94. And we've all been waiting 30 years for this one.
That's for sure. And it's so funny, just when you mentioned number 3, you know, most people always consider that to be the one not to put on the list. As it turns out, people who were kids when that one came out loved it because they like the amusement park aspect of it.
Yep. Yeah, they're all good. And Surge is coming back, and Reinhold's coming back, and it's just going to be so much fun.
Good. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think next week.
Greg Russell, thank you so much. Appreciate having you on. We're going to be back with Kim Adams from WDIV, Emmy Award-winning meteorologist, right after this.